Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, it's another weekend, another episode of the weekend special by Sokala Duma. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. Hello there and welcome to it. Of course, you know what to expect in the show. We'll be previewing fixtures in the National First Division and the Premier Soccer League for this weekend. What do we know already this week? We know that the Nedbank Cup last 16 fixtures have been released, and we'll give them to you and the times and the dates when the matches approach. For this week, though, we'll focus on the matches from the National First Division and the PSL. And of course, there's a big question that we asked you on Facebook about Denny Jordan, about the fact that he's likely to be re-elected as the SAFA president. Is he the right man to take the South African football forward? Well, we ask you to send your voice notes on the number 066171 0346, and no, guess what, you guys responded, and we thank you very much for those responses. An overwhelming amount of responses as well on Facebook when we posted the question, over 170 of you, and we appreciate that. We'll read those Facebook messages as the show goes on, and of course we'll hear from someone who knows the story better than most. That is Usibusiso Mseleku from City Press newspaper. It's a legendary legend of the game when it comes to journalism, and we'll hear from him about the likelihood of other candidates such as Lucas Khatebe, such as Mwole Nongonyane, and others, such as Tonke Sekgwale, for example, will be contesting the elections. We know that there's a statement that was released by the Football Transformation Forum talking about the idea that SAFA President Denny Jordan is likely to be re-elected. There's also technicalities. There are a few technicalities about the other candidates. The fact that they are ineligible for the presidency because of the fact that they haven't been involved in South African football for a certain period. So we'll probe that with our journalist Sibusiso Mseleku from City Press. And and we'll look at the other fixtures as well in the leagues. And let's get to it then. Quite a few of you, a lot of you actually responding on Facebook. I'll take a few. Mkanyiso Wasesiqeleni says, Denny Jordan, he won't be able to take our football forward anymore. Someone from Clive Barker's 1996 AFCON winners must take over. It has to be someone who knows the pressure on and off the field. Someone whose roots can deeply expand in different streams to connect the national team and the citizens. Someone that the whole nation has seen before. And then BBK Williamson just says, yes, Denny Jordan is the right man to take SAFA forward, and I honestly believe in him. Now, and then Luando Mazingisa says, nah, he must step down. What difference is he going to make apart from occupying political and sporting positions? I think that sometimes we forget that part, that people love money. We need change in sports and we need change in politics as well. So we'll take a look at a few of those kind of messages coming from you, and we thank you very much for posting those messages, and we'll play your voice notes as well.
SAFA changed Bafana Bafana players, no results. SAFA changed Bafana Bafana coaches, no results. SAFA retained Denny Jordan, same results, which equals to no results. I think it's about time we change Denny Jordan, unless we don't want constructive results.
Afternoon, Sokala Duma. This is Terence Tibisopatano from Winterfell. Ever since Mr. Jordan stepped in as the president of SAFA, we haven't seen any changes in football, specifically in Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana has been lacking, and it's going down and it's going down. So we need someone with new ideas, someone fresh, you know, someone who's going to take Bafana Bafana to the next level, someone who's going to develop it properly.
And without any further delay, let's look at stories that were making football headlines this week. The Football Transformation Forum has released a statement indicating that, to their understanding, Dr. Denny Jordan is in line to be re-elected at next month's South African Football Association Presidential Elections Congress. Jordan, who is up for re-election to lead the South African Football Association for another four-year tenure, has enjoyed the backing of the FTF. According to the FTF, the current SAFA president has received more than 40 nominations from the 52 regions that make up SAFA. As previously reported by Sokala Duma, SAFA's cut-off date for all nominations is the 26th of February 2018. Subsequently, the football mother body will conduct its presidential elections on March the 24th, 2018. Moving right along then, Sokala Duma has been informed that the South African Football Association is likely to turn down an invite to compete in the 2018 King Cup in Thailand. We earlier reported in the week that the FA had received an invite for the senior national men's team, Bafana Bafana, to compete in the King's Cup in Thailand, which will be taking place in Bangkok next month. Though the likes of Gabon, Slovakia and the United Arab Emirates are all set to have been confirmed for this year's edition of the tournament, a reliable source has confirmed that it is unlikely that Bafana Bafana will be heading to Thailand to participate in the tournament, citing issues of competing against bigger opposition. I suppose they think that Gabon, Slovakia is not good enough opposition for them. We move right along then to the last story. Kotoko Agemasugu has joined Tsakuma Tsamatebandera, boasting their squad with his experience. The skillful player parted ways with Bloemfontein Celtic in January, and subsequently the 32-year-old had an unsuccessful trial stint with Cape Town City. He has now been signed by TTM as they strengthen their team in pursuit of promotion to the PSL at the end of the season. Masugu is believed to have signed a short-term contract with the club with an option to extend at the end of the season. In their next National First Division assignment, TTM travel to the Mother City for the match against Cape Town All-Stars at Perry Park on Friday afternoon. And those are the news that made headlines this week. And now let's hear your voices from the voice notes.
Yes, good. I think really, truth speaking, we need a new fresh blood in that post. He has damaged a lot, he separated us, he separated a lot of people on the spot, he made people fighting, especially he is a politician, he's not a sportsman, we need a new one there.
I don't think it's a good idea by electing Johnny again. There's the likes of Lucas Radebe, Helman Kelele, all the stars like Benson Mhlongo and all those guys, they were good footballers. They represented South Africa, international football. Why not choose one of them? Leave Johnny.
Hello, guys. No, I don't think Danny Jordan is the right man for the job because he makes irrational decisions. Remember when he fired Sheikh Mashaba and the national team lost its focus and they were out of form since then, and Stuart Baxter managed to pull in some form, some talking to them, and they were able to play good football again. And that's not the right man, the right man for this job, because we are a footballing nation that always wants to win championships and games, and if we keep on like this, then we go nowhere.
Joining me now on the line is City Press's sports editor, longtime journalist and the legend in the game, Mr. Sibusiso Somseleku. Sibu, thank you very much for your time. Let's get into it. How do you make of the SAFA presidential race? And obviously, Danny Jordan appears to be on the front line to be re-elected. What have you made of the candidates that have come and gone and have been dismissed by the processes of either not being eligible or having been formally expelled? What have you made of the whole thing up to now?
Well, I must say that I have been a bit disappointed with what has been going on, because it has appeared obvious that actually people don't even understand the constitution of an organization that they claim to be members of, and also that they want to lead. And to me, that is a big disappointment. And also, it shows me that there's very little interest in developing and being in the game for the love of it. Because if that was the case, people would familiarize themselves with the constitution and actually not wait until the time of the elections comes. Some of the things that one we've seen over the years is that almost every time the elections they come around, people start questioning the financials of SAFA. But I mean, SAFA holds its annual congress every year and they present their financial reports. Then we should have people, if people are to question those, we should have them questioning them in between the congresses, even because there are 3 years, there are three congresses in between the elective congress. So why do we only get people questioning the financials only when once the elections are coming? So to me, it seems like a dirty ploy, and it is, I think it is tired now. It is losing its shine.
And if you look at the candidacy it was a short-lived candidacy because it neither confirmed nor denied his availability. He was really lukewarm in his response. That is Otoke Sekgwale. If you look at that kind of candidate, do you think that if he had been open and been eligible, perhaps would he have given Denis Jordan a fair go at it?
Well, my father, I think he is a well-established South African. He has got good credentials in a number of spheres, particularly political. I don't think his political credentials are questionable. He's got an impeccable political record, and also he also went on to establish himself, as a very shrewd and big business person. So in this field that he has participated, he has done very well. But he has never been directly involved with football, maybe except when the story that he tells us that he was involved with his father's club when he grew up in Dube, in Soweto. But besides that, he has not been directly involved with football administration and even at grassroots level. And also another thing, the biggest voting chunk in the football fraternity are the regions, which is 52 of them. So I think for anyone who wants to wrestle the position of the president, I think they must first go and introduce themselves to the regions and become familiar with the goings on at the grassroots level of football, and then before they can then challenge for the top office.
Yeah, and when you look at Denis Jordan now standing for re-election, is sure now because of the endorsement from the Football Transformation Forum confirming that the regions are behind him. Is it more of him getting that re-election because of his work, or more of the lackluster understanding of the rules by his opponents, the lackluster in terms of penetrating the SAFA regions by his opponents?
Well, if I may ask you, who else would you vote for if you were voting?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, because the thing is, as I'm saying, is that the biggest chunk of the votes come from the regions, and the regions, how much do they know about the other candidates who have come and put their hands up? And as I have said, I'm going to repeat myself now. I don't think that campaigning for a position, or if you want to become the SAFA president, you should start campaigning on the year of the election. It should happen in between, as I've said, in between the congresses. You should be building yourself up to become the favored candidate come the election time.
As someone who has been writing about this along with your colleagues as well throughout, and obviously the climax is towards the election, even though it would be anticlimactic because we already know who's going to be president way long before the actual election, as someone who has been writing about this, I remember reading something of yours, a column of yours a few weeks back, if not last week, where you were mentioning the fact that more we need to be more towards grooming the LFAs, the local football associations, to be better run, better administered. As a result of that, our players would be better developed. Do you think that Denis Jordan, when you look back at his past 4 years and the next 4 years now looking forward, is, even though there are no other candidates that are giving him a fair go, in your opinion, do you think that Denis Jordan is the right person? Has he been perpetuating that idea that LFAs are better run, better administered?
Well, let me disagree with you that we already know that he's going to be president.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll be happy if there is another candidate.
Whenever there are elections, there's nothing guaranteed. And I mean, the nominations have not closed even now. Now, talking about development, what you were the subject that you brought, him and his supporters, they will point out and say that never has in the history of South African football we've seen so many junior teams qualify for their continental
and international
and global tournaments. So that they will take as a kudo unto themselves and say that it means, it shows that they have done. And also another aspect that that I have for many years been pointing out, I think we have this obsession with Bafana Bafana, where we concentrate, even the Safari leadership fell into that trap many years ago, that they concentrate on Bafana Bafana. But to me, and I have pointed this out in several of my columns over the years, that concentrating on Bafana Bafana is like starting to build a house from the roof. I believe that you should lay a foundation first. Whenever you build a house, whenever a house is built, people start by laying the foundation, and then comes the walls, the windows, and then the roof. So I think in that aspect, I think they have gone about it the right way. So because now what is likely to happen now, the scenario is that with our under-17s, under-20s, and the Olympic team, the under-23s, having played in their global tournaments, when they graduate to become members of the senior national team, Bafana Bafana, they will not be intimidated by players from Brazil or, you know, from the powerhouses such as Brazil, Spain, Germany, England, Italy, because they would have met them at junior level. If you look at countries that have gone in the past to win the World Cup, you find that from a young age they started playing along in the junior tournaments, and they had, some of them had won them, the under-17 or the under-20 or the under-20 the Olympic title. By the time they become senior players, they are already used to the international scene, which has been a problem with us, because some of our players only started tasting international football at Bafana Bafana level, which in itself is an anomaly.
All right, Braspu, we thank you very much for your thoughts. It's always valuable experience that we get through your writing and through these kind of comments. We thank you very much for your time.
You are welcome, my brother.
Yes, on radio, this is Ntembego, Nemzo from East London. I don't think keeping Danny Jordan would bring any improvement to the state of SAFA, let me say SAFA at the moment, because ever since he took over, this guy we never achieved anything. The only qualification I think of is when we qualified for AFCON, and that was the only better thing we did under his tenure.
Hello, you are listening to Mujerere Pumuzo across Niani, Venda. I think Danny Jordan, you must give others a chance to can run South African football.
And it's been like that with the opinions of people. Overwhelmingly, the people on Facebook are saying that we need new blood. Well, nonetheless, we move on then to the National First Division fixtures, where Cape Town All-Stars will take on Sakuma Tsamatibanira at 3:30 on Friday. And then on Saturday, there are quite a few fixtures. Black Leopards will be playing host to Mbombela United. Royal Eagles hosting Utongati. Amatags travelling to Mthatha Bucks, who are struggling at the moment at number 15. And Real Kings will be hosting Richards Bay FC, and Super Eagles will be playing host to Witbank Spears. That is on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Jomo Cosmos and Highlands Park in the top of the table clash with number one traveling to a team that is currently number four. Well, Highlands Park almost runaway leaders this season of the National First Division log. And on Sunday, the last game at 3:30, Stellenbosch FC will be hosting Ubuntu FC Cape Town, and that is a Cape Town derby. That will be interesting. That will be intriguing. Ubuntu being number 16 with 17 points after 20 games. They need the points, even though they progressed in the Nedbank Cup. They need to focus more on the National First Division log. And we take a look now at the top of the table, with Highlands Park being number one after 20 games with 41 points. Sakuma Tsamatsibandira chasing them with 33 points after 20 games. Royal Kings, 20 games, 32 points. Jomo Cosmos, 20 games, 30 points. And number 5, Stellenbosch FC, after 20 games with 29 points. As usual, they're always high up there. Whether they were Vasco da Gama and now Stellenbosch FC, they're always high up there. It will be interesting to see which team will be promoted automatically. And Mthatha Bucks is at number 15. After 20 games with 18 points. And Ubuntu FC Cape Town, as I said, is at number 16. 20 games, 17 points, doing really, really horribly, and ironically doing really, really well in the Nedbank Cup. And continuing with your messages on Facebook, Siyabonga Zulu says, Safa is just a money-making scheme for certain individuals. Frankly, what has this man done for our football except for enriching himself? He's a bloody opportunist. That's what Siyabonga Zulu says about Danny Jordan's prospect of being re-elected to be SAFA president. And then Buti Mutswakane says, nope, the guy is too soft for this position. He even let FIFA replay our game with Senegal whilst the rules were on our side. And then Matimba Sifashane says, I think he is the right man to take us to number 150th in the world football rankings. Go, Danny, go. That's sarcastic, and that's very funny as well, that he's the right man to take South Africa from where it is to number 150 in the world football rankings. Go, Danny, go. And then Abina Mutabane says, we need new blood. He played his role, and it is time for others to take over. Mistakes done before 2010, to have people who know nothing about soccer to be in top positions must be avoided. And that is the opinion of Abina Mutabane. And we thank you very much for all those voice notes. Let's take a look at the fixtures now that will be taking place this weekend in the PSL. Maritzburg United will be taking on AmaZulu at home at 8 p.m. on Friday. And then on Saturday, Baroka, continuing from their win against Platinum Stars in midweek in the Nedbank Cup, they'll be hosting Chipa United at 3:30 on Saturday. Golden Arrows at the same time will be hosting Bidvest Wits on Saturday, the same day as well. And then late at night, at 8:15 on Saturday, Cape Town City will be traveling to Kaizer Chiefs. That will be a top of the league type of fixture, both teams on the same number of points after the same amount of games. And then on Sunday, that will be the last fixture for the weekend. Bloemfontein Celtic will be playing host to Polokwane City at 3:30. And then the top five of the log comprises of Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates, Free State Stars, Kaizer Chiefs, and Cape Town City, in that order, with Sundowns on 38 points, Pirates on 33 points, Free State Stars on 32, Kaizer Chiefs and Cape Town City tied on 31 altogether. And the last team in the PSL, number 16, is Platinum Stars. After 20 games, they are on 16 points, and the gap is widening between them and number 15. Remember that number 16 is automatically relegated. Number 15 at least has an opportunity to play off against two National First Division teams, and that spot is occupied at number 15 by Ajax Cape Town. After 21 games, they have 21 points, so they accrue a point per game, even though they are on the up after Muhsin Etugal's appointment. And that is that for the weekend and the log in the PSL. Sokala Duma Radio. Well, as usual and as always, grateful for you to listen, for you to participate on Facebook and on voice notes. We thank you very much for that. My name is Nkululeko Nkewi. I hope you enjoy all the games that will be participating. Wish you the best of luck for your team and their quest to win this weekend. If they don't win, it's not the end of the world. We wish to hear from you again next week. From myself to you, enjoy the games.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.